Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Last but not least, we have ourselves our number three of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Chris Bryan and Austin Price here in the studio with you. Chris, how's it going, my man?
Yeah, pretty good. Just making sure that we're getting our connection here for Bay News 9 coming up at about 8 minutes or so for right now. A couple of guys on the air running the weather board, Brian McClure and Josh Linker, their meteorologist on staff at Bay News 9. This, by the way, this TV station covers the Tampa, Clearwater, and Sarasota area. More so, if you had to kind of divide it, Sarasota got the biggest hit because of just the proximity of the station. Anyway, we're going to check in with him at about 6:20 this evening and talk about preparations going on in Central Florida.
All righty. Also, just looking at some of the local stuff going on here. Touched on this earlier this afternoon, and of course it's something that we want to promote because if you want to be involved or feel like you should be involved, then by all means, West Pensacola Elementary students attempting to collect 2,000 pairs of socks for the homeless with them being distributed through Opening Doors Northwest Florida. Socks are one of the most requested things, and it's one of the least submitted for the homeless shelters and homeless movements like this. The drive will continue through Halloween, so if you want details on that, you can contact officials from West Pensacola Elementary.
Okay, 6:14. News Radio 92.3. You know, if you go up to our website, we write individual type stories to kind of give you an idea of what we're talking about on air. You'll see when I just wrote before I came on the air, it's go smile, you're on camera. And what I'm talking about here, high-tech cameras are catching drivers who illegally pass those stopped school buses. It's a problem. Listen to these numbers. Since March, Santa Rosa County has seen about 3,000 violations. If you push those numbers, it averages out to about 25 illegal passings per day. In Scambia County, not so bad. The school district received only about 200 calls last year about the violations. Both districts use the cameras to monitor the problem. Scambia County is holding, get this, a bus driver training day. This will happen next week, October 14th, on what is and what isn't considered an illegal passing.
Right. And you may think, oh, well, it's just obvious, you know. Not always, especially when those cameras do catch you, because you'll see them. I had a buddy who got in trouble for it, and he thought it was kind of ridiculous because he was in a moment where it looked like he was okay to go, but next thing you know, he's getting charged a ticket, and they got him on camera zooming past a bus. So, yes, absolutely be aware of that. Just about 6:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Again, that is progressive.com/careers. Looking at the roads here, it's been a pretty smooth sailing evening, and it should be looking better now that it's past 6 o'clock. Do have some backup still on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound towards the Chili's area near Target. We do have some backups there still from that accident report. And then it'll be just a little bit on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Outside of that, there's not too much. As for the weather, it's been sitting at around mid-80s here, 84 degrees, low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be very similar, high of 88, low of 68.
Okay, big night. I don't want to put this because, you know, I'm a Saints football fan.
Yes.
But ESPN, our sister station, has the Saints-Chiefs game tonight.
Right.
Here in what I do, just like I told you how I handle high school football, I turn the sound down and I crank the sound up. So
yes.
That's the way I listen to it. And so it'll be will it be the Taylor Swift show tonight? Well, because they're in KC. So she usually goes to the suite when they're in town. But they may be having a little bit of ins and outs here.
Really?
I'm not going there. But they I'm not going down that rabbit hole.
We're really getting you the pressing stories here.
To tell you, absolutely. But no, football game, Saints. Kansas yes. City Chiefs. Could be a good one.
Yeah, you can listen to that, as Chris said, on ESPN Pensacola. You can catch that on 99.1, 99.1 FM. Now you got me messing
See,
up.
See, I got you.
99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on our ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
And how many times in your life have you said that?
Especially with the Alabama and Auburn shows going on every week, a lot.
It's almost like the team I forgot that flubbed the holding the extra point. And they lost the game or something. I forget. I was watching football. You know, I just flip and just was watching this stuff.
Yeah, but you get so close.
But they had kicked that kick hundreds of times.
Yep.
Thousands of times.
But the 1,001st time is going to get you.
And it was the punter, actually, that was the holder.
Mm.
Flubbed it. Did he ever flub it? I think, yeah, that's what happened. They went to overtime and they got beat.
Yes. Florida Senator.
Whoever they were, I forget the game, but that was the play out there.
Right. Florida Senator Rick Scott advising Florida residents living along the Gulf Coast to not wait for official evacuation orders ahead of Hurricane Milton. Milton, of course, a major hurricane is forecasted to make landfall along Florida's west coast late Wednesday. But Scott says conditions will worsen far ahead of that, and he doesn't want people to wait until it's too late to get to safety.
Okay, if you're cruising around the area looking up at those marquees, all the gas station marquees around there, you got to have a smile on your face.
For sure.
They're looking better every day. Gas prices holding pretty steady. Average price per gallon of regular unleaded. This is Gulf Breeze over at the Walmart in Tiger Point, $2.82. And Pace at the Walmart on Highway 9, it's $2.78. Molino, $2.81 at the Tom Thumb on Highway 29 and Pensacola. Average price in Pensacola is about $2.64.
Mm.
That's not bad.
No, that's not too bad at all. Also, wanted to touch on this as we just continue to tackle this Milton story and how it's just impacting the entire state. Over 50 Florida counties under a state of emergency ahead of Hurricane Milton. That figure from earlier today. FDLE performing maintenance on all equipment deployed during Hurricane Helene to ensure that it's ready to use when Milton hits. Also, FDLE agents that were deployed to other states after Helene for support and for help are being brought back to be ready for Milton. So, I mean, we talked about this earlier, Chris. One storm right into another. We saw some footage here of how some of these people that are on the scene, some of these residents in these affected areas, and they just look distraught because they either just got punched by Helene and are now having to prepare for Milton, or they thought they were safe after Helene and now Milton's on the horizon and it looks like it could hit them all the harder.
I just feel so sorry for those folks.
Yeah.
And you could see it in their eyes. You know, they just, the fear.
Right.
And the anxiety, those type of things. It just, your heart goes out in terms of having to see that type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 619 News Radio 92.3. We're going to go ahead and make our way down to the Tampa Clearwater in Sarasota area. Before I get into that, thinking about maybe flying out and going to some of the airports. You got to do it tonight or tomorrow morning because here's what it is. St. Pete, Clearwater closing tomorrow night. Forget it. They're going to be shut down. Tampa International suspending operations 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Wow.
I don't know when the last silver is out of here, but, you know, you might want to jump. They might be deadheading those silver planes up here and out of the storm.
Maybe.
Call your carrier. That'll solve that one real quick. Just got this in. You mentioned it about, I guess, 25 minutes ago. Orlando International closing on Wednesday. So I'm sure you're going to see a domino effect. Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Jacksonville, they're all in the status of monitoring the storm. But you'll probably see those doors close. So just call your air carrier.
Yeah.
That'll solve a lot of problems. Okay, it's Bay News 9. They're down in Tampa, Clearwater, Sarasota, on air live with the continuing Hurricane Milton coverage this afternoon. Brian McClure and Josh Linker, two meteorologists, are on the desk.
Very lucky here at Spectrum Bay News 9 to have weather experts, and we asked one of them to join me here on the anchor desk right now so I can ask him some of those questions and try to get you some answers. Meteorologist Josh Linker is here right now. So, Josh, let's start with timing. When are we expecting to feel the effects of this storm?
So that is a great question, Jeff. And it looks like the best timing, or the worst timing for that matter, would be sometime later on Wednesday. We could start to see tropical storm force conditions. That is more than 39 miles per hour. That could be as early as mid to late morning, but it'll be later in the day when the worst of the weather, the potential hurricane conditions, will be felt around here, along with some very heavy rainfall. And then into Wednesday evening and night, that's when the worst of it will likely be overhead.
Where Milton makes landfall is going to be really important. What are the scenarios for if it makes direct landfall in the Bay Area, if it goes north, if it goes south?
And that's the $64,000 question, because we have a general idea of where Milton is going to go. And oftentimes with storms that pass to our west, for example, with Helene, that can be good enough. We, with Helene, when we were tracking that, a little deviation to the east would have meant we would have the same conditions. They would just be a little bit more enhanced, a little bit farther away, same conditions, just a little bit less. But with Milton, because it's approaching our coast directly, that is going to make a difference. So a northern path where it comes across the coast, say in Pinellas or Pasco, that fills the bay with terrible storm surge. If it's a little bit farther south and makes landfall in, say, Manatee County, we could have essentially no storm surge. And that's only a difference of maybe 20, 30 miles to make a huge difference as to who gets what. So the point is, with something like this, even with some uncertainty, if you're asked to evacuate, you need to get out. And then the details will kind of work themselves out, unfortunately, maybe as late as Wednesday morning. We may not know until then.
All righty, Bay News 9 there. Thank you very much for that audio. 6:22 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. I should have said with Kristen Austin. There you go. Pensacola Right Now with Kristen Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Kristen Austin. We'll be back after this.
Climate Tech, Climate Tech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Most people's number one priority when it comes to their home is it's comfortable. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. For more than 40 years, our team's comfort professionals have dedicated ourselves to making your home comfortable, no matter what the temperature is outside. Our state-of-the-art, high-efficiency comfort systems dramatically reduce humidity inside your home while at the same time reduce energy costs. And they're even more environmentally friendly than systems built just a few years ago. Want to be more comfortable inside your home? I invite you to give me a call at 857-4700. Call today or visit us online at climatechproair.com.
Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about former President Trump's return to Butler, Pennsylvania to finish the rally that he started 12 weeks ago and was, of course, so horribly interrupted by that would-be assassin's bullets. Our good friend Ryan Jenkins gave us an update on the impact to agriculture of Hurricane Helene. And we talked to brand new County Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger as she is getting ready to take the oath of office on what she intends to do during the month between now and the election next month. You can catch all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get the Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. It's been a pretty smooth sailing evening, I'd say, on the roads. We did have some minor backups if you were traveling westbound on Highway 90, passing the Target Chili's area. And right at that intersection where Penn Air Credit Union is. However, and that congestion appears to have cleared out, so there's some good news for you this evening if you're in that area. We do have some backups developing, though. This is going to be on North Davis Highway, particularly near Tahar Drive, excuse me. Traveling northbound towards Tahar Drive on North Davis Highway, do have some backups there, so be on the lookout for that. And outside of that, there's not much going on the roads. As for the weather, it's 84 degrees with a low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a pretty similar day to today. Beautiful sunny Tuesday, high of 88, low of 68.
Okay, 627, News Radio 92.3. 10 days. 10 days, Austin. Ready?
All right.
The fair's in town.
Oh, yes, it is. The 17th to the 27th, yeah.
That's right. A lot of rides, great family experience, food, biggest, longest running ag and entertainment tradition. And as Austin just said, October 17th through 27th. So I'm always down with that. And we talked about it, cotton candy, ag building. That's my fair
cows,
experience.
Cotton
that's
candy.
My Come fair on. Experience, man. Just if they would let me in the door, if I could take my lawn chair with me, I'd take it and sit down with those guys in the ag barn.
Yeah. I haven't been on one of the fair rides in years because I just go there, I stuff my face, and I leave.
All right.
That's what I'm there for.
Well, the heck, that's what you do.
It's the fair. Live
the
a little.
Fair experience,
right,
man.
Right. I got you.
Okay. Two Americans have been honored with the Nobel Prize in Medicine, and Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more on the trending story.
Scientists Victor Ambrose and Gary Rovkin have been working together on their research since the 1980s. And nearly 40 years later, they're the winners of the Nobel Prize for Medicine for their discovery of microRNA. MicroRNA is described as a new class of tiny RNA molecules that play a crucial role in gene regulation, according to the Nobel Committee. Gene regulation determines differences between types of cells, and problems with that can lead to diseases like cancer, diabetes, or autoimmunity. Rovkin is a genetics professor at Harvard Medical School, and Ambrose is a professor at the University of Massachusetts Medical School. The Nobel Prize carries a cash award of $1 million. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Tanya. Also, national story for you here. Georgia Supreme Court reinstating the state's six-week abortion ban. The ruling comes a week after a lower court had struck the ban down. That decision had allowed the procedure to resume and made them legal up to 22 weeks of pregnancy. The six-week ban will now remain in effect while the Georgia Supreme Court considers the state's appeal of last week's decision. Georgia, yeah, that's one of the states that you're going to be hearing about as we approach this election cycle and where we stand on abortion and everything like that, because that's got to be one of the strictest bans in the country.
It really does. Let me just check PNS, the board out there right now. Not really bad. A couple of flights to be concerned about. And I mentioned this, if you have to pick somebody up at the airport, this will save you some time for the wait period and maybe spending some money in the parking lot. It's a flight coming up out of Denver. It's Frontier 3930. Wheels down, scheduled 6:54 now expected, about 7:30 tonight. And there's that one flight that is the problem. Washington Reagan's the airport. It's an American flight. 5544, wheels down, scheduled 9:14. That thing's about 2 hours and 15 minutes late, about after 11:30. So don't go early. Just don't go early, unless you want to sit there in the terminal and watch people.
Yeah.
But that's the way that's planned. Other than that, PNS looking good. I'll tell you, when we talk on Wednesday, the board will look a lot different, especially if we're talking about Central and South Florida flights that happen to be making their way into PNS.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Hurricane Milton is now a Category 5 storm with winds up to 180 miles per hour ahead of its expected landfall in Florida on Wednesday. Fox Weather meteorologist Adam Klotz.
As we get closer to that landfall, which we're now looking at late on Wednesday into early on Thursday morning, is it does weaken a little bit. It weakens with the winds down to 125 miles an hour. And we're now looking at a storm surge forecast is up to 15 feet in Tampa Bay. This is the highest forecast they've ever seen.
Officials are marking 1 year since the Hamas attack on Israel. Vice President Kamala Harris dedicates a pomegranate tree, which in Judaism symbolizes hope, in memory of the lives lost.
We dedicate this tree to the 1,200 innocent souls in an act of pure evil on October 7, 2023, who were massacred by Hamas terrorists.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Supreme Court today rejecting an appeal brought by X. The suit brought on by the Elon Musk-led social media company arises from special counsel Jack Smith's investigation into former President Trump over alleged election interference in 2020. On Wall Street, stocks were much lower today, all three main indexes losing at least 1% or more, the Dow falling 398, the S&P 500 off by 55, and the NASDAQ tumbled 213. Shares of backup power company Generac Holdings surged more than 7% today as Hurricane Milton rapidly strengthened into a Category 5 storm. Milton is now forecast to move north of the Yucatan Peninsula today and tomorrow before crossing the Gulf of Mexico. U.S. crude oil futures for November around $77.45 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelblum, Sportsman and sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Following the loss to the Minnesota Vikings, the New York Jets are now 2-3 to start the season. The revamped offensive line stinks, Aaron Rodgers looks like a 40-year-old quarterback playing on one leg, Breece Hall is missing in action, and the Jets are one of the worst coached teams in the league. And if New York loses to Buffalo next week, Woody Johnson must fire Robert Saleh to try to turn this season around. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. It's been a pretty smooth sailing evening so far. It's looking like that's still the case now. We did get a caller talking about some backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox. Typically have some issues there, but it sounded like there may have been a vehicle that had stalled out, causing some increased congestion in that area. Also had some backups on North Davis Highway near Tahar Drive, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of those couple spots, though, there's not too much holding you up. As for the weather, it's 84 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be a beautiful sunny Tuesday, high of 88, low of 68.
Okay, 6:37, News Radio 92.3. Did you hear when the Stones, the Beast of Burden track there, when it first rolled, the separation in those channels was amazing.
Yeah, I know. And that's the thing. I don't know if...
I don't even ask you. I know what you're going to ask.
I don't know if that's always captured. Yeah, like through the radio waves.
It's amazing. I was sitting there listening to that going, please, Austin, don't start talking. Don't start talking. Just play the music.
Yeah, just play the song. Just play the whole thing.
Good selection today, man.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Good stuff. I come in here and feel about 10 years older every afternoon after I hear this music. I'm just kidding. Okay, let's talk football. You ready?
Yeah.
I told you I wanted to pick your brain. All right.
Yeah,
I
talk about it.
Had to drag it out of you.
Yeah. Hey, I can't give away all my goodies.
All right. Well, let me pick your brain here for a second.
All right.
Should be interesting. This is your SEC Saturday lineup for October 12th. Alabama, South Carolina.
Alabama's going to bounce back big.
You think they're mad?
Yeah, they're mad. I think this is a Bama team without Saban that, you know, we always kind of humored, oh, well, maybe they're going to have like some sudden fall off. Like, obviously, Bama's not going to do that just because Saban leaves. He's the greatest coach, but come on. Alabama, the way I describe it is they have hit like Seinfeld levels of syndication when it comes to their success. It's like they're not going to collapse, but they're going to overlook some opponents. They're all the more likely to take their foot off the gas. We saw that against Georgia. It happened against Vandy. It won't happen again. I think they're going to beat up on this struggling South Carolina.
You know, Saban was pretty interesting. I don't know if you caught the ESPN Saturday morning, their own location show.
Yeah.
They were in
Game
Oregon.
Yeah.
They were in Oregon this last weekend, which meant they had to get up like at 4 something in the morning to
do
the show.
It wasn't Oregon. It was Cal. They're going to be
Was it Cal?
Yeah, Cal, Miami. They're going to be at Oregon this upcoming weekend.
Okay, they...
I think.
Okay, Cal, but it was 4 something in the morning.
Yeah, still West Coast.
They were doing this.
Yes.
It's like, oh, but what I'm getting at, Nick Saban was actually very alive and just, you know, I think he's getting more and more comfortable.
He's coming into that role.
Being on that set. Because now he's smiling and joking around with people.
Right.
I just thought I'd put that out there. Okay, Missouri, Mass, Amherst.
Oh, jeez.
No, be nice.
I know Mizzou just got humbled, but it's quite a drop from, going on the road to a ranked Texas A&M and playing UMass. I'll take the Tigers.
When I used to do radio in Dallas, it was interesting. They have what they call Texas OU Night in
Red
downtown.
River, right.
And what would happen is the people would literally remember. Late 70s, okay?
Different time.
You can't remember, but... Late 70s. But they actually come in downtown Dallas and tear the place up.
Yeah.
I mean, just absolutely...
Bring the house down.
Just absolutely tear it up. So this weekend, it is Texas OU.
Mm. I know. I know. That's one of the biggest.
I'm a poet and didn't know it. No. You started that last hour.
I was kind of hesitant because it's a tough game, or it's a great rivalry. I don't think it's a tough game this year, though. I've got Texas winning convincingly. They typically don't. If you look at their recent memory, they typically don't.
Last year,
we had a playoff caliber Texas, and they lost to an Oklahoma team to finish the year with 3 losses.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
So,
you can really, it's an emotional game.
Yeah, so I'll take Texas. I think this is probably going to be one of their more convincing wins over Oklahoma in recent memory, but not as convincing as what we saw a couple of years ago. Texas beat them like 49-0 a couple of years ago.
All right, good Lord. Georgia, Mississippi State.
Georgia. I don't know why I'm hesitating. That one was that's not a big game at all.
I'll tell you what a big game is and a good game to watch and, or to watch and take in. This Florida-Tennessee game coming up.
If it were in Gainesville, I'd really be like, hey, because Tennessee notoriously struggles in Gainesville.
Right.
It's in Neyland Stadium. Tennessee's out for blood. Florida. They beat up on some opponents, but I think they're opponents that Florida's supposed to beat. Going to a top eight Tennessee, I don't know about that. Give me the Vols.
Okay, Danny Zimmern, I'm going to go with it. I'm going to go with the Gators. I'm going to give this one. All right, here you go. Ole Miss, LSU.
Man, that's going to be one of the better games.
You're not going to hurt my feelings.
I was about to say, that's going to be one of the better games in the conference. I do have Ole Miss winning that, though.
Okay, fair.
I've got them winning close.
That's fair. That's fair. Of course, I don't.
Right.
LSU. Okay, Vandy at Kentucky. My gosh, the folks, those crazy Commodores.
That's a sneaky good game. Vandy just got their biggest win of the last, well, really ever, because they had never beaten a top five team before that. But they're going to Kentucky. We've seen Kentucky scare Georgia, and we saw Kentucky beat Ole Miss on the road. And now they're home hosting Vandy. That's going to be one heck of a game. That's probably one of the biggest games between two unranked opponents we've seen in a while.
Well, we saw some shakeups this past weekend.
Yeah, we did. I'll take but this is between two unranks. Mm-hmm. Man, that's tough.
Don't hurt yourself now.
Yeah, my brain's hurting over here. I'll take Kentucky to win that game.
Kentucky's always a team that surprises you. You know?
Mark Stoops is a good coach.
Okay, he is. Here we are. It's Monday.
Yes, it is. Indeed.
It's the AP Top 25 rankings.
Yeah, came out yesterday at 1 p.m.
Well, Alabama, we can tell you, dropped seven places.
Yeah, they were number one. They're now seventh in the country.
Yeah, so here we are. Texas 1. You mind if I just run these down real quick?
I don't care.
Number 1, Texas. 2, Ohio State. 3, Oregon. 4, Penn State. Number 5, Georgia. Number 6, Miami. Number 7, Alabama. Number 8, Tennessee. Number 9, Ole Miss. Number 10, Clemson. Really?
They dumped 5 spots.
Yeah. Wow.
So, okay. Do with that what you will.
11, Iowa State. 12, Notre Dame. 13, LSU. By the way, that's my lucky number, so this is going to be a good week, by the way. 14, BYU. 15, Texas A&M. 16, Utah. Number 17, Boise State. Number 18, Kansas State. Number 18,
They're tied.
There's 3 for an 18 tie. Kansas State, Indiana, Oklahoma, 21 Missouri, 22 Pitt, 23 Illinois, 24 Michigan, 25 SMU. And I want to tell you, I had a doctor's appointment early today. My doctor and I, we're both LSU guys.
Yeah.
Gave away his tickets.
Really?
To the game.
Gave him away to who?
A friend of his.
Why?
He didn't have, I was going to say, I would have happily taken those tickets.
Yeah. I mean, LSU Ole Miss, that's colossal.
Last time I was there many years ago when Odell Beckham Jr. caught that miracle run back, I was sitting in the south end zone and watched it from a bird's eye view. It was like the parting of the Red Sea. It was so weird. It was like you saw it, and then everybody just blew everybody out, and he ran down for the touchdown. And, yes, and we did beat Ole Miss that game.
Oh, very nice. Also, right before we get another quick check of the roads and weather here, just want to give you an MLB postseason update. Tigers and Guardians, that was a snooze fest for a good portion of that game. Tigers did end up winning, unfortunately, 3-0 over my Guardians. They just tied the series 1-1. As for the Royals and Yankees, that game's in the bottom of the first. Both teams tied at 0 there. All righty, 6:45. Looking at the roads here, still got those backups on North Davis Highway near Tahar Drive and also on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 84 degrees, low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow, very similar, high of 88, low of 68.
Well, it's about time somebody did this. A watchdog group sounding the alarm on how the agendas of both presidential candidates could impact the national debt. Well, Fox's Ryan Schmaltz has a look at it.
Vice President Kamala Harris's economic plan could increase the national debt by $3.5 trillion over the next decade. That, according to analysis by the nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, which says the vice president's agenda could add as much as $8 trillion to the debt. The group estimates former President Trump's economic plan would add about $7.5 trillion to the nation's debt, with a high-end estimate of about $15.2 trillion. The Harris campaign has argued her proposed investments in the middle class and housing would be paid for with taxes on corporations and wealthy individuals, while the former president insists his plan to lower taxes would be offset by strong economic growth. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much. Also wanted to touch on this real quick. this is a, well, you know what? It's all, it's already about 6:46, so I don't have to flounder for a story here. Wall Street, we'll touch on those numbers. Wall Street closing sharply lower to start the week. The Dow fell 398 points to 41,954. The S&P 500 lost 55 points to 56,95. And the NASDAQ dropped 213 points to 17,923.
Well, you did a pretty good job masking that floundering around.
Thank you.
You made it sound like you actually were busy.
Well, because I was so enthralled by the audio clip, I'm like, oh, wait, I forgot to scroll down my script here.
647 News Radio 92.3. Home buyers, home sellers, if you're watching those mortgage numbers, got them for you this afternoon. Mortgage Daily News reporting the 30-year rate bit higher, 6.53%. Borrowing cost on that 15-year fixed-rate mortgage also up to 5.88%. Have you noticed, Austin, over the past week or so, the numbers have slowly started to rise in those mortgage numbers?
Yeah.
Be careful.
Speaking of being careful about stuff, Chris, are you an avocado fan?
You know, I am.
I don't like it in like guacamole. I may eat some of that, but I gotta have avocado like along with something.
I had a wild aunt, when I was living in Southern California. I used to have an aunt that I used to go, and she used to always slam guacamole down me, and I hated it for so many years after that because it was guacamole, guac this, guac that, you know. But I do like avocados.
Yeah, like avocados, like you'll see it on like some sandwiches and stuff. Yeah. Like that. That's pretty good. But I digress. California's,
where are you going with this story?
California's avocados could be in trouble after changes to inspections. Mexico now in charge of inspecting incoming avocados and other fruits instead of the USDA. This comes after increased threats against the inspectors themselves when they tried to dig deeper into deceptive shipments. California farmers and the California Avocado Commission worry the Mexican inspectors will also face threats, meaning diseases and pests will pass through and damage U.S. crops. The commission says the USDA must reverse the decision.
So is the underlying factor here, I'm going to get sick because I ate avocados about 40 years ago.
No, that should not be the conclusion.
They were California avocados, I want to
tell
you. Yes. Okay, recovery operations in Western North Carolina continue to be an issue for first responders. Remember Helene?
Yeah.
A lot of folks really still suffering from this. Much needed cellular service has returned to a lot of those folks. And Fox's CJ Papa has an update.
Already delivering broadband internet to remote communities in over 100 countries and territories, Starlink is now being used to enable critical communication in Hurricane Helene ravaged areas of North Carolina. The Federal Communications Commission allowing Elon Musk, SpaceX, and T-Mobile to deliver direct-to-cell service. The FCC often grants such emergency temporary approvals during disasters to help restore wireless and internet services badly impacted and to allow companies to test basic texting capabilities. SpaceX said its satellites are already in use, broadcasting emergency alerts to cell phones on all networks in North Carolina. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Our monitors are the timing here. They're showing the destruction in Boone, North Carolina. As he was saying this, they're running the B-roll from Fox, but yeah. Man, what a mess.
Yeah, no, it is. It's just been disastrous.
Don't forget the folks in North Carolina.
Yeah, no, that's very much true, because obviously we're going to have the Floridian input.
I got it.
But yeah, no, North Carolina's still taking a beating here. 6:50, we'll take one last quick break. When we return, we've got some more frivolous stuff for you, including some good news regarding a certain fish that made an appearance, at least in a particular area, for the first time in over 100 years.
Wow.
Yeah, we got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Elena had another asthma attack. She's really sad to miss school again.
Asthma can be triggered by allergens from common pests.
I just can't shake this fever.
Mosquito bites can cause West Nile and Zika virus infections.
Sorry, boss. I'm going to be out of work for a while.
The CDC estimates that more than 300,000 Lyme disease cases spread by ticks occur in the U.S. each year. Don't let pests force you to take a sick day. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Breyer, candidate for Pensacola City Council, District 1. It is past time that the citizens of District 1 have a representative who will listen, respond, and proactively represent our concerns at City Hall, not just special interests. I'm a fierce advocate for our community and being fiscally responsible with taxpayers' money, and it's always taxpayers' money. Please vote for me, Jennifer Breyer, on November 3rd, and let your voice be heard. Paid for and approved by Jennifer Breyer for Pensacola City Council, District 1.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:53 here. I'll touch on this because I think it sounded pretty puzzling right before we went to break.
What is this, my one beer philosophy?
No, that was what you were. That's what you and I were talking about during the break. Right, this is what I hinted at before the break. For the first time in over 100 years, a salmon has been spotted swimming up the Klamath River. I think that's how you say it.
It is. It's part, like you could say, it's Klamath Falls, but it's the Klamath River.
Okay. Well, it was previously blocked by dams, and a group called California Trout used a special camera to capture a 2.5-foot long Chinook salmon making its way past the location where the Iron Gate Dam used to be. Now, the removal of four hydroelectric dams on the 250-mile river is expected to help salmon populations. The dam had been blocking fish from swimming to their spawning grounds for decades, which contributed to the decline of salmon in California. So it's a sign that nature is healing to see that salmon swimming on by.
You know, I lived in Grants Pass, Oregon, and I used to see that in the rivers up there, and watching those salmon go upriver.
Yeah.
There's nothing like Pacific Northwest salmon. I don't care what you say.
You mean as far as scenery or as far as a
taste,
diet?
As far as taste goes.
Gotcha.
It is absolutely, absolutely wonderful. Yeah, it's Klamath Falls up there by Medford, Oregon. My old neighborhood.
About to say, yeah, you've been around there.
but it's by the California border.
Yeah, no, I got you.
In the southern part of the state. Have I confused you ever? You got me?
Honestly, I was just trying to make sure I was saying Klamath and Chinook right.
Okay, President Biden, this was a very important day today.
Really?
October 7th, of course, with the terrible thing breaking out against the Israelis. President Biden did speak with Israeli's president and took part in a prayer service marking the first anniversary of the October 7th Hamas terror attacks. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
El Mele Rachamim Shochem Bamromim.
Rabbi Aaron Alexander chanted a Jewish prayer for the soul of the dead alongside President Biden and the First Lady in the Blue Room. The president lit a memorial candle. This morning, the White House says President Biden spoke with Israeli President Isaac Herzog to express his deepest condolences for the 1,200 people, including 46 Americans, killed by Hamas terrorists. In that call, the White House says President Biden also conveyed his commitment to the safety of the Jewish people and Israel's right to defend itself. He also expressed deep sadness for the loss of innocent life in Gaza and the suffering of Palestinian civilians as a result of the war Hamas unleashed. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Thank you very much, Jared. All righty, 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, still got those backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. And those backups are kind of pushing you onto the ramp connecting you to I-110 north. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads this evening. As for the weather, it's 84 degrees with a low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful Tuesday, matching basically what today's weather was like. High of 88, low of 68 with sunny, mostly clear skies.
Hurricane? We don't need no stinking hurricane.
I agree with
that. That was the cut of the chant at the Magic Kingdom today in Walt Disney World. People just still flocking to the park. By the way, if you're thinking about rustling up the kiddies, putting them in the car, heading down to Orlando. I would recommend don't do that simply because of the weather situation.
Fair.
But I need to tell you that Walt Disney World, Universal, Busch Gardens, SeaWorld, they're all open at this point. And they have not made the plans in terms of when they will, or things are going down fast. If you noticed, Orlando International they're shutting their operations on Wednesday, and of course Tampa is being very proactive here. They're shutting down at 9 a.m. in the morning, Tampa International.
Right.
So just things down in Central Florida. So I would pretty much this time tomorrow, we're going to be telling you about the closure of some of those amusement parks.
Mm, yeah,
I would think so.
Just putting your money on that right now. Putting your eggs in that basket.
Yeah, and don't forget, I just mentioned Tampa International going down at 9 a.m. So that's going to affect a lot of service, like Silver Airlines, the new Breeze Airlines. They fly to Tampa. A lot of airlines, make that jump down there to the Central Florida area.
Right.
So just check with your carrier if you got to make the flights. Right now, St. Pete Clearwater is closing. Last flight tomorrow night. They're shutting the doors. In other words, they're saying, would you mind flipping the lights off when you leave? So they're doing that down in St. Pete, Tampa International, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. They cease operations. Orlando, Wednesday, shutting it down. Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Palm Beach, Jacksonville, still on a monitoring operational basis.
All righty. And just a quick box office lowdown here. Let's see. Joker, Foley Adu fell short of expectations at the box office. The sequel starring Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga brought in just under $38 million in its first weekend. That was against expectations of $50 to $65 million. The other new film that was released over the weekend was Lionsgate's White Bird. Excuse me. That made $1.5 million in its debut.
Thinking about maybe making some money tonight?
I would love that. Yeah.
Here's some change for you. Powerball, $315 million tonight.
Wow.
$154.9 million cash option. 10 o'clock, the drawing. Good luck. Play wisely on that. Then tomorrow night, get ready to go for Mega Millions. Did you do a story earlier saying Mega Millions was going to up their
talking about, yeah, you may have to pay more.
Pay more for those tickets?
Right.
Okay, Mega Millions, $129 million, $62.3 million cash option. That is your Tuesday evening drawing. So, again, I always say to you, just play wisely and good luck.
For sure. And one of the last surviving Black World War II Marines dying at the age of 101. His name was Butler Martin, lifelong Michigan resident and was a recipient of the Congressional Gold Medal. He was part of a group of 20,000 Black Marines that served at Montford Point and worked to dismantle Jim Crowism in America. So, a legendary life lost there.
And don't forget about those darn Peak jerseys. What am I talking about? Breast cancer awareness events this fall. Pensacola Ice Flyers, Penn Air Credit Union debuting a limited edition pink breast cancer jersey. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a beauty. The jerseys will be up for sale all of this month. Portion of each sale will be donated to Making Stride Against Breast Cancer of Pensacola. Greg Harris would personally thank you if he could.
Yeah.
He's the owner of the Ice Flyers, by the way.
Yeah, and didn't he say thank you?
No, absolutely. And go Ice Flyers!
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.